like it might be trying to reach us but not getting through. So if you want to try again later, please do. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. Did you have any questions about the senior gathering this Friday for Gail, or did you have any questions about the preparedness calendar resources, Carol?
I think that gathering is going to be fantastic, and I plan to go to it. Marcia is too, I hope. Yeah, she's going. And so I want to be able to see that, and I didn't get to hear the other part what you about the book tonight. I was asleep. All right.
Copy that. Well, we were on page 46, and we were covering months 7 through 9 on the preparedness calendar. So if you want to read that over, I did send a text picture of that if you'd like to read it over. If you do have any questions later, please feel free to speak up.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
Thank you, Carol. The same to you. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
This is Marcia, WQZA 709.
Did you have anything to share about the preparedness calendar or any questions for Gail about the senior gathering on Friday?
Wonderful. So I hope everybody can attend it. And I think the plan is really good. So everybody have a great evening.
Well, the first part of that was a little bit garbled, but I think we got all of it, and you have a very good evening as well. Thank you so much, both of you ladies, for sharing and participating in this radio check. We welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRKV 487 Kimber. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. So did you have any questions for Gail about the senior preparedness gathering on Friday or about the preparedness calendar resources we covered this evening?
I have no questions. Thank you, Gail, for that. It's cool to know that there is that option out there for people. And yeah, I think people should attend it. That's just great to do for planning and safety and everything that we need when we're considering this sort of thing. As for the book, super happy to go over that. And I think this is a great example of plans to do each month that we can do step by step so it doesn't seem so overwhelming. I was talking to a group of people recently who, let me break. Who are consider themselves the prepper type, trying to prepare for emergencies and whatever may come, and a lot of them said they were really overwhelmed with how much needs to be done, and so breaking it down into this step-by-step process is great. Some of them said they even purchase radios but hiding in their closet because they're too intimidated to get on, and so these are things I can work on to help my community out, but. Just a reminder, if you don't practice, you lose it. So this is great, and I like doing this month by month and breaking it down. It'll help us teach others as well.
Copy that. Very important. Would you like to talk about the AMRON, Kimber?
Absolutely. So I and a couple other people, several people, Channel 3s, we run the AMRON Channel 3 project and the AMRON check-in for GMRS radio peeps here in Southern Oregon. It's actually on all frequencies, but I like to run it on the GMRS. people like to use that. It's family radio. It's really good. So Sunday nights at 7 p.m. here on the NV725 repeater, we do an AMRON check-in. There are several people who check in. It's quite a neat list to hear everybody. We do an intelligence brief, and then we run our Channel 3 project, which is off the repeaters, making sure people know how to use their radios, their equipment, and can speak to each other in times of emergency. Break. So, once again, for the Grants Pass, Illinois Valley area, that's on the NV725 repeater Sunday nights at 7. And then for Jackson County folks, I do it on the ELK 675 GMRS repeater in Jackson County. And do it Monday nights at 8 p.m. So Monday nights at 8 for Jackson County, Sunday nights at 7 for Grants Pass area. And so do the check-ins, practice your skills, practice, people. Don't put stuff in your closet. I want you to get out there and get active in what you're doing. And I'm praying for the family of Charlie Kirk. Thank you, Karen. Back to Ned.
Thank you very much, Kimber. We appreciate you sharing that and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? Copy that. You're a little bit staticky, but you are coming in. So did you have any questions for Gail about the senior gathering that's on Friday, or what we discussed in the preparedness calendar?
I guess Gail thinks that that's a great idea, and the preparedness calendar is really wonderful to go through a little at a time so you don't get over that.
Copy that. I think a lot of us have gone over these things a few times, but just taking a look at it, we were thinking, oh, yeah, I should have done that. I haven't done that yet, or different things like that. So I think it's a good reminder. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Diana? Well, thank you, Diana. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?